Now, from Kansas State University, Milk Lines. Up-to-the-moment information for today's dairy producer. Here's K-State Research and Extension Dairy Specialist, Mike Brook.
Today I'd like to visit with our Kansas dairy farmers concerning, are you prepared for the summer heat and the things that go with that? You know, when we think about summer heat, we also need to think about thunderstorms and power outages and how we're going to deal with that. So most of you are very well covered on the milking side. Probably have a backup generator that will run your milking equipment and the milk cooling equipment. But here's the catch. A lot of times those are not a single powered unit. A lot of times we depend on a tractor to run those. So is that tractor really ready to go? Has it been serviced recently? And do you have it available at all times on your dairy? Is your feeding system ready to go if you have a prolonged outage? Be careful about your bin systems. Many of you use bins to store some of your grain mixes and other things. Those need power in order to unload. You need to make sure that your condenser system has fully cleaned on the milk cooling system. As a result of that, we do not cool milk as efficiently. If we have to go on backup power, that may also interfere a little bit with the efficiencies of our cooling systems. Therefore, having very clean condensers is even more important for that. And along with that, make sure that the level of the Freon or other coolant has been checked in those systems so that we can efficiently cool, even if we might be a little bit short on generation power. This is Mike Brook with K-State Research and Extension, encouraging our dairy farmers to be prepared for loss of power during the summertime heat.
Milk Lines, produced by the Department of Communications at Kansas State University. This is the K-State Radio Network.